Hey guys, it's Paul from Basket Case Podcast. Sorry we couldn't record it all this week. We had a severe family emergency to deal with. As a result of that emergency, we started a GoFundMe for Hallie. She desperately needs help. She's currently in transit from Los Angeles, California to Dubois, Pennsylvania. The raised funds are going to help get Hallie free from the biggest demon that this nation faces, and that demon is heroin. Hallie's had no chance in life because she is forcefully addicted to heroin at 12 years old. She's now 24 years old and facing a life and death situation. Now please consider donating anything, a dollar, 10 cents, 20 cents, it doesn't matter. Anything that you possibly have that you could donate helps. But please consider donating over at www.gofundme.com/help-4-heroin-addicts. And again, please, if you have had a loved one or a loved one had someone that was affected by heroin or other drugs, now's your chance. Donate to help save a life. Thank you guys so much and stay tuned for future episodes.
Well, I fucking really hurt my back the other day with the kid because I've been watching him all weekend because she's been at work all weekend. So I fucking hurt myself yesterday, and now I can't do any goddamn yard work, and it's been fucking pouring nonstop, so I'm a little bitter.
Listen to me. Booty fucking who? Okay. Much longer plane ride to see his family.
That's racist.
Super racist.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? All right. Welcome back, everybody. Episode 83. Ocho. Chente y tres. That's what it is.
Yeah, I know.
All right. As long as we're on
the
same
page. We don't
have
to argue about that every week anymore.
We argued about it last week.
I believe you.
All right. I didn't know. It's on the record now that it's officially all. Hi, Ryan.
What's going on, fellas? What's up? Are you going to, like, snoot that?
Ryan right now is having hand ketchup.
No, I'm just having a little hand ketchup with my hash brown.
He's dipping his hash brown in hand ketchup.
It's a new thing.
We started it two weeks ago on the podcast, Jeff.
Talk about improvising.
Oh, my God. You missed that episode, Jeff.
You didn't bring any...
Yeah, I did.
You didn't bring any walking corn, huh?
No walking corn. No, sorry.
Interesting.
There's a tear.
He's going to sit here the whole time with your hand up in here.
All right, so let me get back to my welcoming... Jesus Christ. Jeff Loper, I can look at you without wanting to laugh till I pee.
Oh, thanks.
Well, welcome back. You don't have ketchup in the...
That's true. I was going to put mayonnaise on my hand, but I thought that would be weird.
Nothing to be weird anymore.
Ketchup is the thing. It's not mayo.
Mayonnaise is the next logical step.
It's true. It's true.
You could put
mayonnaise and ketchup, make fancy sauce on your hand.
Do you want me to run... Do you want me to run the bread from that hoagie up to my microwave and warm it up a little bit?
No, I'll be okay.
You all right? I don't know if it had enough sog to it. So, Jeff and Ryan and Casey and me, and Ryan finished up his hand catch-up, so we can get started now.
John will be here shortly, possibly.
Maybe. That takes care of me for the day. That's my contribution. That's all you're getting out of me today. We're 83 in, and I've had enough. I'm kidding.
I really don't have anything this week. That's why when I sent to the group text this morning...
Oh, you were fishing. You were fishing for some ideas.
What was on the agenda, and you had mentioned you wanted to speak about the civil rights movement.
Circa 1968, and also...
Flan.
Yeah. The more I think about it, I really would rather only talk about Flan today.
All right.
I think we only have time for one or the other.
Sure. So. Absolutely. What do you have to say about Flan?
What can't you say about flan, really? I mean,
Brian, have you ever had flan?
No, I was going to ask you exactly what this was.
Flan is a delicious, is it Mexican?
Yeah.
It's a Mexican dessert with...
you can't say Mexican, though,
anymore. It's a custard.
It's a Latino dessert.
Latino.
It has anything to do with frying a banana.
No, you can say...
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's Mexican. It's from Mexico.
You can say Mexican.
I think it's just custard, right?
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Is it like a custard?
Yes.
Sort of.
Like a pudding.
Yes. It's
flan.
Yeah. It's like a custard, and then the bottom of it is syrup.
Custard and syrup.
Syrup. And it's real good.
Like a maple syrup.
No. I don't think they have any maple trees in Mexico, bro.
Was it a cactus syrup?
He's looking it up. Give us a sec. All right. I know you can make syrup from agave.
Maybe it's agave syrup with a little brown sugar.
I think it's mostly sugar.
I think it's just tequila in it.
I think it's sugar and water, mostly. There's no booze in it. But it's real good. What do you got?
Flan is in English.
So that's a good start. It's English.
You're shitting me.
No, it says, I misspoke. It says, a flan in English and other cuisines is a dish with an open-rimmed pastry or sponge base containing a sweet and savory filling. Or savory filling.
That's not how I would.
That's not right.
That's not how I would describe it. I would not describe it like that at all.
Here we go.
Say it has a savory filling.
Spanish flan. 1 cup of white sugar, 3 eggs, 1 can of condensed milk. 1 can of evaporated milk, 1 tablespoon of vanilla extract. That's it.
Now that we solved that.
As you guys know in the group text this morning, the Flan King follows us on Twitter.
He should really enjoy this.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to hashtag this, what do you call that, on the Twitter?
Yeah, I'll hashtag him.
Really shitty episode to be hashtagging.
I'm not hashtagging now.
Oh.
I'll hashtag later.
There it is. There's a nice slice of
little
dollop. Little dollop on top, creme.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at right now. I like that. I might make one of them today. I've made a flan.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've had it.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Back when we used to hang out as friends.
No, I think it was during the podcast.
Wow.
We've been doing this for 83 weeks, buddy. Coming up on 2 years of the podcast.
That's ridiculous.
I know, man.
That's ridiculous. I never thought of that. I didn't even think of that. 2 years.
Yeah,
and
buddy.
I still allow it to continue. What do you got this week? That was my big, the flan thing was all I got.
Flan.
I told you. I was very clear about it.
How's the, we got a text. No, you didn't have any McDonald's over the week? By that look, I'm guessing that you had some McDonald's this week.
Can I tell you about my Friday?
Sure. I'd love to hear about your Friday.
I'm going to get resituated here.
I got all the way to Friday without having any McDonald's for 2 whole weeks. No fast food at all, not just McDonald's.
2 weeks.
Well, yeah, from Sunday's podcast to this past
13 days.
This past Friday. So I was sitting at the office waiting for something to be there so that we could go install it, and it never showed up, and it never showed up. So I made a few phone calls, and somebody couldn't find it. And it's not like we're talking about a pack of peanuts. We're talking about a couple $1,000 worth, thing here. So I had to go drive and pick it up in the middle of the afternoon of a Friday.
And you happened to pass a McDonald's?
No, it was just a really shitty... So when I got there, I had to sit and wait for it for an hour, even though they told me it was ready. I had to wait for like an hour and a half till they put it on my truck. And then I drove back, and on the way out of the town that I was picking it up at, I was thinking, fuck this, I need a milkshake. And I got a milkshake and a McChicken, so it was delicious. I don't care. I really don't. I'd do it again.
I was like, fuck this, I need a milkshake, so I got a milkshake and a McChicken.
No, yeah, I figured while I was there, I might as well do it too,
What flavor milkshake?
Chocolate.
Chocolate?
But, so since then, how's it been going?
Well, that was Friday, so I didn't have anything bad yesterday or today.
And you told me about your diet plan that you were only going to, I think that was on the last podcast, you're only going to have breakfast and lunch and no dinner.
That hasn't started yet. I haven't implemented that yet.
I said that?
Yeah.
No, I don't think I said
that. It's on recorded. It's on record.
I don't think so.
We sat at home and recorded last week.
So it's only three meals?
Well, that was my next question. Have you at least cut out fourth meal?
For the most part, yeah.
But added Lupper.
No, that'd be good.
Okay.
I think you should cut out breakfast.
Yeah.
Just drink water when you wake up.
I don't really have.
And then have lunch and dinner.
I don't really have breakfast.
Or you could do the intermittent fasting, which is not the same as incremental fasting.
He does that. He eats lunch and then he doesn't eat. Then he eats dinner and then he doesn't eat.
It's the whole principle of eating. It's all based around that.
You could just not eat until at least 10 o'clock in the morning, and then don't eat after 7.
No. No, that's all right.
You're already in bed by 7.
I'm not really
a
big fan of the whole conversation here. Can we move on to something that doesn't involve my weight?
Well, we have...
I'll flip this whole table over.
We have a new listener.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What? My mom.
Nuh-uh.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I put my podcast on my mom's phone.
Uh-huh.
I said, hey, when you're bored, just check this out. So she did. She listened to it last week or sometime. She texted me. She said, you guys are crazy.
She listened to the newer ones.
Yeah, I believe so.
I think that's the way to go. You listen to the newer ones.
Yeah, don't come back.
Not the old ones. Yeah.
Just start listening
And if you have been here for a while... I mean, that's cool and all, but don't listen to him again.
Start listening now.
So this is your first episode. Just keep moving forward.
Yeah, so that's I just wanted to say.
Beef sticks are good for you.
Good.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
I saw your mom.
You did?
At the market. I let her walk in front of me.
Yeah.
In my car. I text Ryan, hey, was your mom at the market today?
You didn't see Deja, though?
No.
She's probably driving.
No, she definitely wasn't with her.
She was with her, but my dad was in the van, and my mom put the cart back. That's when you saw her.
I see. So she has respect for putting the carts back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Isn't that normal? Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Well, yeah. That's,
let's talk about respect real quick.
That's what normal people do, Ryan, but in a previous episode, don't you remember the argument I had with the guy in the...
Yes.
Home Depot parking lot, he didn't return his car.
Yes.
He said it's job security.
Yeah. I remember that.
Laziness.
That made me think of something.
I don't remember that. But.
So the other day I was walking in to go pick up a pizza or whatever I ordered. And as I'm walking in from the parking lot, I see a guy, he's like in front of me, walking in, smoking a cigarette. Just mid-cigarette. Like, didn't even like finish it. Just flicked it, middle of the street. By the way, 3 feet in front of him was one of those like skinny cigarette trash cans with like the sand in the bottom.
And that is littering.
Yeah, and I just like, I literally, my mouth was gaping open. Like, I can't believe this fucking guy just did that.
Jan used to always say if he would see somebody do it, Jan would always say, hey, you dropped something there.
Jan also used to stop in the middle of the highway and make me get out and pick up bungee cords.
That is true.
We could have a whole segment on... things Jan used to do.
Jan will be on next week.
Calling in?
No, in studio.
Calling in from his landline.
So the San Diego Comic-Con is going on.
Last week.
A lot of good stuff coming out of there. Like the Shazam movie looks
like. I didn't see that. I didn't watch the trailer for that yet, but I watched the trailer for Aquaman.
Shazam? Yeah. Shazam! It looks good. It looks funny.
What is Shazam?
Aquaman looks good.
Is Shazam Marvel or DC?
I think
it's
DC.
Oh, really? I just started watching the DC show Black Lightning. You watch that on CW? It's pretty good.
Yeah,
I have seen that.
It's pretty good. I watched the first episode, but I stopped watching that because I was also watching. I started watching the newest season of Luke Cage.
Oh yeah, so is that good?
Yeah, really good.
There's a new cartoon coming out from Matt Groening, whatever the guy did Simpsons and Futurama. He's doing a new cartoon. It's going to be on Netflix.
Oh, yeah?
In August, actually.
Really?
Really?
It's funny. Yeah, it's They did The Simpsons. He did Future with Futurama, and now this one goes is like a Lord of the Rings kind of thing. Like,
really?
Yeah, it looks funny.
It's exciting.
What did you think of the Aquaman trailer?
Is it an origin story like a prequel?
I think it's like a mixture, like sort of how Wonder Woman's was. You know, it's like
Wonder Woman was an origin story. Like it was way back in World War II or whatever.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I think that's what it is. But it also didn't they show in Wonder Woman like. Well, we already
the
knew Wonder.
No, the end of the movie caught up to where it was right before the Batman.
Right, but we had already knew about Wonder Woman because of Batman versus Superman. She was already in the future, so.
Right. Yes, but the movie was only in it for like a snippet, and right. They had a whole movie about where she came from.
Sure.
And now with Aquaman,
I think it's like the same type of thing.
An origin story, so it takes place before the what the hell is that movie called with all of a minute.
Justice League?
Justice League.
I would. Yeah, absolutely. Oh. Yeah. I would say so.
Yeah, okay.
But I think it's just a little over the top. Is this it? Yeah. It looks a little over the top as most DC movies
do. It almost looks not as super believable.
It's a fucking comic book movie, though.
Yes, but what makes the best superhero movies are the ones that you could almost believe.
Yeah.
So that's why, like, Iron Man.
That's why, like,
so
I always
like
Batman, because he was always, like.
Right, like, anybody could be Batman. You just have money, you know? But, like. Like, Iron Man did so well because...
Anybody can be Batman.
As long as you had money.
First of all, though...
He even makes a comment. He's like, so what's your superpower again? He says, I'm rich.
Yeah.
But
first of all, though, how do you make a story believable when the main character is Aquaman?
Right.
He lives in the sea or whatever.
Right.
He's Aquaman.
Well, you have to...
Last person to do it right was SpongePants. SpongeBob.
SpongePants.
Yeah.
The key is to make it. You have to link it to things in the real world that we know about.
Like he got to pay taxes or something.
No. You have to link it to something that we know exists, but we don't really understand.
That mic is rattling on the. Move.
Rattling.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Like it's too close to the other thing.
It's touching the arm.
There you go.
There. Now it's better. Every time you move it, I hear a weird chattering. There you go. That good.
Sound check.
All so better now.
Loot crate.
So, like, for instance, Captain America did so well because it took place in an era that we all know actually happened, World War II.
That didn't
happen.
And
so it took place, but they didn't say, like, oh, he was on the front lines of the war. No, it was like, no, there was, like, a side war that was going on and at the same time period. So, therefore, it was semi-believable because we know that the Nazis were into the occult stuff and they sent out people looking for it. So we know that's a real... thing, so they put a twist on that, you know, like this is what.
But like this part coming up here, this is probably what you're referring to.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
yeah, I know. It is over the top.
And you've never seen this happen.
But you know what?
You've never seen that Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
Episode.
Yeah, they have that. They're right after Shark Week. They have that.
Yeah. Alligator.
Yeah. Crazy alligator army.
Alligator seahorse fight.
Yeah. Which, by the way, is funny that Shark Week is now Shaq Week or whatever. Shaquille O'Neal is hosting.
I saw that.
Every commercial, he keeps making comments about how he agreed to it because he thought they were saying Shaq Week.
So while we're on the comic books.
Oh, yeah, Glass, the new movie coming out. That one, too.
I didn't see that.
What is that?
Well, that's the Unbreakable and Split. Remember they were linked?
No, I never saw either one of them.
I saw Unbreakable. I don't remember Split.
Unbreakable with Bruce Willis, where he ends up being like a superhero at the end, right? Like he's got these like...
That I don't remember, but I remember seeing it.
That's like the big thing about it.
It was such a long time ago.
You're like, who's in that again? Oh, and he is a ghost, by the way.
By the way.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Everybody's dead.
Sixth Sense. They're all dead.
Oh, by the way, you can get new shirts, cafepress.com.
What does it say?
One is Gil's Gone Wild.
I saw that one.
Oh, yeah.
We have a It's Been Emotional.
Spoiler alert!
And they all say Chicken Duck Pod on the back.
Really?
ChickenDuckPod.com on the back.
Wait.
That's not actually our website though, is it?
Like, yeah, ChickenDuckPod.com.
I was joking. I thought there was some sort of.
You can go there too and buy pins. Just letting you know.
Oh, please buy at least 30 of them so I can get paid.
Hey Gareth.
Yo.
Do you realize we haven't updated our promos lately?
Oh crap! Really?
Yeah, really. Do you think maybe it's about time we kind of did that? Because I think we're a little behind with our seasons, aren't we?
Yeah, probably. What, do you want us to like, you know, do the whole promotion now of, hey, listen to us, because every week we do random facts and we do weird stories and all that kind of stuff?
No, because I like rainbows.
Do you know what I like?
What do you like?
The fact that when a frog gets sick,
shut up,
it wants to throw up its stomach so that it doesn't do that.
You suck.
That's my favorite fact of all time.
Yeah, I know it is.
Do you know the good fact I know?
What's that?
Is that you can find our show on Apple Podcasts, on Spreaker, and basically anywhere where your podcasts come out of devices.
And don't forget, we also have a website, garishrandomramblings.com.
Yeah, I always forget that fact.
Yeah, you do. He's just a guy, he loves to ramble randomly
across the wire, it's Gareth. So, since we're talking about comic book movies and Comic-Con, and how about who didn't get invited to Comic-Con? James Gunn.
I saw that article.
Upset about us.
Who's
James Gunn?
That's great. He's the director and writer of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Number one and number two. Yep. And supposedly number three.
And he was supposed to be number three, and he got fired. Disney fired him. Because somebody...
I heard Disney's going on a fucking...
Well, here, so this is what happened. So somebody went out and brought up tweets from him like 10 years ago.
Right.
That were racist and
somebody's saying
jokes
and
stuff like that. They were like jokes like about kids, pedophilia yeah. and racism. And so they fired him because of it. Yeah. Now I find that to be ridiculous on two
Absolutely.
Counts. One, because it was 10 fucking years ago.
Yep.
And two, they were jokes.
Absolutely.
They weren't tasteful jokes.
They were not tasteful jokes.
If you see them, they are pretty bad.
Uncomfortable reading them.
Yeah. They are a little disturbing. You know, like when there's one about a shower, and he's like, this shower head feels like a 3-year-old pissing on me. What?
That's a pedophilia alert.
Please, go on.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's absolutely fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, so his...
He made them over $1 billion.
Yeah. Well, regardless of how much money they make, I mean, that's not the point here. The point is that, like, all right, so he, like, for instance, one of his tweets says something about, like, oh, the shower head's so weak, it feels like a 3-year-old pissing on me,
Don't
right?
say it again,
that's a terrible... No, stop. So that's obviously a terrible, tasteless joke, okay?
That like we now have to edit out of our show
Why?
Twice.
I'm not saying it.
I won't be a part of anything with it. You just said it twice.
I'm quoting.
That's what some of these fucking people... What's his name quote? He quoted the... What did the Colonel say?
What?
Didn't you see the stuff about Papa John last week?
Oh, no. I know there's some shit about Papa John, but I'm not paying attention because I thought he's not a part of the company anymore.
But it's because he was forced to step down. And his direct quote was, in the middle of a sensitivity training phone call,
okay,
he said, the colonel said the N-word all the time, but instead of saying the N-word, he said, meh.
The colonelizing the KFC colonel?
Yeah, which was in like the 1800s, yeah. So that doesn't count. So like that he didn't say that. He was saying what another guy said, but he said it out loud in a phone call.
Yeah.
And then now all this shit broke loose. It's fucking crazy.
Right.
I agree that none of it, you should be held accountable for shit you say, like, when you're saying it seriously.
No, but listen, yeah. You're,
not when you're right. fucking around.
But that's the thing, is that he obviously was saying it as a joke, and it was a terrible, what's it called when you relate something to something else? It's a comparison.
Right.
Like, he could have used anything else other than a child
but, like
peeing. But that's what he said. Now, granted, it was a joke, so that's where the line is, right? But the fact that we can go back 10 years ago, because you just said right now, the colonel said that in 1800, so that doesn't count. Well, why does that make any difference than 10 years ago someone saying something? Because how do you know?
It doesn't. I'm not saying
and
that.
If they didn't
right,
like,
no, that, but that's not, yeah, I know right. you're not.
If
I'm
they didn't
saying.
Like what he had to say, then why even fucking hire him? They should have known what he tweeted, you know what I mean? They
right.
should have went back into the history.
Media, it is live to the public, yeah. whatever. But like, my point is that if I say something racist 10 years ago and you find out about it now, you should not be able to fire me for that. You should have to then look at what I've done in the last year to see if I'm still racist like that.
Right.
And if I haven't said any comments like that, if I haven't done anything like that since I've been employed with you,
exactly,
you can't go back and fire me for something that I wasn't even with
right.
you.
Okay. Yeah. If it's something you do while employed, do you know? Yeah. They have a, I right. say they have a right.
But like,
to...
how do you know I'm not racist anymore? You know, because and the only thing you have to go on is my word. If I say I'm not, then you have to believe I'm not. You can't just tell me that I am. You know, because then you're getting into a whole other debate about that bullcrap.
And if that happened 10 years ago, maybe there would be some sort of sensitivity training or something they could put him through instead of just...
Yeah, they wouldn't have fired him 10 years ago for it.
He wasn't even working for
it. And yeah, when he was making movies back then, he was making movies back then while he tweeted it, nobody gave a shit.
Right.
Because they weren't good movies, and they, you know, it wasn't for Disney.
In the limelight, but not only that, but it's also nowadays...
I think he made, like, Creepers or something like that.
I don't know. But the point is, though, is that nowadays...
I forget who we're even talking
about. Everything, everybody and everything is on high alert on all this social media stuff, right? Which is also ridiculous, by the way. Yeah. And this is the problem. This is what comedians have a problem with nowadays, too, is that people have a problem. They do not know how to draw the line between what is something being said in a comedic fashion and something that is being said facetiously, right?
I think, but part of the problem is it doesn't matter because at the bottom
line
is...
It does matter, though, and that's the problem. People have erased the fact, and people have now said it doesn't matter.
What I'm saying is you can say whatever you want to say still, just like you always could.
Right.
Now you have a much
wider
platform. The consequences are the same. You're still going to have a bunch of people that think you're a fucking dipshit if they don't agree with you.
Yeah, look
that's
at
true.
Roseanne. She just got fucking...
That's true. Like, if you say it at a party with 20 people, those 20 people might
just
think
because
bad.
You
but
can
you
say,
say
it,
if you say it on social
Johnny
media,
sure, I bet.
Now a million people see it.
Right.
And yeah, absolutely,
I was thinking that today when he got fired, when you texted me. This shit all started when... it was like the very first one that I can remember when it was Gilbert Gottfried when he got fired from Aflac because of he tweeted the shit about the tsunami.
Okay.
And the Japanese balls. Tsunami. Well, he got fired. He was the Aflac duck.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Hi, John.
But that's
Hi.
Like the first time I can remember anything like that happening.
Right.
You know.
Well. What well, you, like with what you said
a year
though,
and a half ago, half of Hollywood raped everybody. So there was that. I think that kind of opened things up.
Well, right. Well, yeah, lately that's the whole thing. But like you said, though, too, like now that you have social media, it'd be like going to a party of 1 million people and saying it out loud on a loudspeaker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you have to read your room. You know what I mean? Like you cannot make jokes like that if there are clearly people who will not like that. And with social media, you can't read the room because you can't see
it. Okay.
He said it's like going to a party with 1 million people, so I just realized that, like, I've been partying every fucking night.
What the hell?
I've been checking, you know, like, Instagram, Facebook, like, been getting down with a lot of people.
John.
The fuck are you talking about?
You need help.
I'm overwhelmed.
Oh.
You said
you
it's
need to
like,
go to sleep.
All right.
No, I mean, to party with, like, 8 million people because of social media.
Just be careful.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, that's what
it
is. It is. Honestly,
that's a big bowl, big bag of popcorn.
Honestly, the best thing
I think I have a choice at this time.
So, some of the old movies that James Gunn did, you remember the old like Tromeo?
No, I stopped paying attention.
Do you remember the old like
I'm paying attention to
Tromeo? Do you remember Tromaville? It was like the
no, and I don't.
You mean like Romeo and Juliet, the new kids movie?
No, what I care about is all
James
I want to say.
Gunn.
All I want to say,
hi, John.
God damn it, listen to me.
I'm listening.
Say it. I'm listening.
Fuck your popcorn
and
your giant bowls. What the fuck do you think this is?
I like it.
Oh, my God.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Jeff.
So what
I'm
I was going to say is I think what we need to do as a people is to stop social fucking media. It's not social media's fault. It's our fault for fucking using it so much. People, like, if he would have made that joke at a little house party, his career would still be fine because it would just be those 15 people at the party that thought he made a really sick joke. But because everybody feels like they can say whatever they want on the internet because they're not face-to-face with anybody and they end up fucking doing it then, like, just stop using fucking social media so much. I don't use Twitter. I don't use Facebook. I don't use that shit because it is just stupid to me.
And the thing I don't get to about with the whole social media thing is, like,
I don't think Twitter's
if
gonna
people
like this
think they can say whatever they want, but
when they get a word of
joke. Like, you know, like if you hear a joke or you hear something that's could be
offensive
or whatever, you know, like with your friends face to face, you know you could say, hey, did you hear about this and blah 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 blah.
you know, because you know how they're going to, you know, in a way,
you can read the room.
Right, you can read them.
Right.
So, but on social media, you can't read anybody.
Right.
So what makes you think, if you know you're going to say something that could be questionable,
right,
and you can't read the room, why would you say it?
Right, exactly. You know? But it's because people think, just like when you were to text somebody. You
President
can't,
does it.
Yeah, but you can't
learn
text.
It from watching you, Dad.
you can't, like, text sarcasm either, right? Like, so if you have one sentence
right.
and you say it twice.
I thought slash S on the end of there. You're in good
really?
Shape.
Slash S?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that's the thing is that, you know, like, you could say, like, there could be a sentence that could be racist, but if you said it a certain way, it becomes a joke, right? And that's the thing is that when you're on the internet and stuff, you can't determine
it's called for that. Yeah,
you know.
Poe's Law is what we're talking about.
Is this serious?
Yeah, it's on the screen.
Poe's Law.
It's an adage of internet culture stating that without a clear indicator of the author's intent,
it is
impossible to create a parody of extreme. So what it's saying is,
yeah.
if you don't know how the tone is,
it could be offensive.
It could be offensive.
Exactly.
It could be not offensive. It could be the worst fucking thing you've ever heard. Because how, you know.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's exactly right. That's what the
Poe's Law.
Poe's Law solved it right here.
The interweb is getting out of control.
Yeah, so stop using social media so much.
Well, to all our listeners,
is there enough
continue
room
to,
in between the popcorn bowls?
Please continue to keep using social media and sharing our podcast with your friends. if Jeff, it wasn't for social media, our moms would listen to this podcast.
I thought that's
SoundCloud.
All we had right now.
My
keep
mom
SoundCloud
does now.
Going.
My mom does.
So
SoundCloud's all we need.
All right. Then. Oh, I didn't
SoundCloud
say stop it
Facebook
completely. I said,
Instagram and Twitter.
You know, cut it down. How about that?
Just stop tweeting stupid shit, racist and
nobody cares.
Stupid
so,
shit.
Nobody.
Ted
nobody
Nugent,
needs to know all your thoughts.
Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Most
John.
Of Fox News. John doesn't have Facebook or
well,
Twitter
that's,
or
thank
Instagram.
God.
Hey, that's the
I don't do any social media. Nope.
Social media, what that is the ability for everybody to read everyone else's fucking thoughts, and that is the problem. Stop. You know, like think before you fucking text.
Get out of my head.
The only thing that I ever post anymore is shit about the podcast.
Mostly pictures of my son. That's it.
I particularly like the pictures you send us of when me and him were children.
My mom sent me
that. Yeah.
The whole firing somebody for something they did in the past.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like that's, like, isn't there like a law against something like that?
And
like,
shit, sometimes, Jeff, they don't even have proof. Like with that TJ Miller, they didn't have actual proof that he did anything. Some chick said something.
A couple chicks said something.
But there's no physical proof. He was never arrested. He was never...
Well, here's the thing, too, that you're talking about two different things. You're talking about there's physically doing something. And
I can still,
think
he's an
something.
Asshole for, I mean,
sure.
I've never met him before.
He's a fucking funny comedian, that's for sure.
No,
so funny.
So physically doing
Does
something.
Does he listen to us?
Maybe.
Oh, fuck.
Physically doing something and then just saying something are two totally different things. And I feel like they're both being punished as if they're the same, and that is not right to me. If you murdered someone 10 years ago, and you just got caught, you got caught for murder. But if you said you were going to murder someone back then, you can't get punished for that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's stupid. You didn't actually do anything. You know, and as terrible as this sounds, you know, everybody has the right to feel and do whatever they want. So if you want to be racist, that's your priority.
Right.
You know, that's your priority.
Or we could arrest most of the South.
Yeah, exactly. Like
probably most of the North, too.
So,
I don't know. Seems like everybody's pissed off at somebody lately.
But like you said,
it's
too.
True.
If it didn't happen while he was working for Disney, then they shouldn't be able to fire him for that. You know, my wife's a teacher, and she, being a teacher, she's not allowed to have certain things on her Facebook, whatever else, because the kids could look it up and it becomes offensive. She put on her Facebook the one year about how somebody said something about tequila or whatever, and she liked it. And so it said that, like, she liked tequila. And a mom or somebody saw that and wrote to the school anonymously that's inappropriate. And
because
else.
She liked
because
a
she
post.
Liked a post that was about tequila or whatever it was, right? Yeah. And so she had
it
to.
It was me, and I just wanted to bring the right.
See, and that's getting out of hand,
tequila.
Too. People need to, like, relax on
ridiculous.
That shit.
Like, she's a teacher. She's a person like everybody else, and it wasn't anything negative. Tequila is legal, as far as I know. You know what I mean? Like, what the hell's the problem there? And it was that. So now it was like the teachers are told, like, all right, you have to put all your profiles on private so that the public can't just see them and all this and other stuff, and you have to be careful. And it's like, I understand that you're a figurehead, you know, for your job.
But, like, that's ridiculous. Somebody should have went to that mom and said, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You know, but because she's, like, a quote-unquote customer to the public school system, like, and that's just, that's the other problem, too. Nobody's standing up for anybody. You know, there's
well, actually, wrong. I just read while we were talking.
That lady's probably got a treasure trove of dick pics somewhere.
That guy, the James Gunn guy.
Not yours, though, right?
No, not mine.
The James Gunn guy, yeah. As of last night, as of 17 hours ago, 50,000 people had signed petition to rehire him at Disney. And, yeah. like, a lot of the actors from Guardians of the Galaxy are standing up for him, so.
Because it's, he just made, they were tasteless jokes, but they were just jokes.
Sure.
They weren't true statements to, you know, oh, God. Yeah, this is, it just bothers me.
And people can change.
Exactly, that's what I mean. People can absolutely change. You know, and it's just, and it's also with all this, the Me Too movement stuff too, with all the women stuff, whatever. Again, you can't tell a guy that he's in trouble for something he said to you 10 years ago. You know, that's also 10 years ago is technically a different culture than it was today.
Oh, yeah. You know? Oh, definitely.
That's like if you come across some of our grandparents and like, oh, they're from racist, right? And it's like, well, they grew up in a time where things were totally different. You know, people weren't allowed to vote that could vote now and stuff like that, you know, whatever. So like,
I can't say some of the things that Jimmy's grandmother says to me on a daily basis.
Yeah, see, so, like, they're just racist because that's...
Has been saying those things to me for 35
years. But, like,
years.
That's the way it was back then. Socially, that's how life was. Now, it is definitely better now than it was back then, but you can't punish somebody now for the rules now for something they did back then when the rules were different. That's wrong. So.
I agree. 100%.
All right. Good?
Next.
Jeez. Well, now that we figured that out, we solved racism, everybody. John, welcome.
What's up, Johnny M?
Johnny, popcorn.
Yeah, now to the other... talk about your fucking popcorn.
Now let's talk to the other side of the
Excuse
coin.
Excuse me, I had a mouthful of popcorn. Hello, everyone.
So I talked to Johnny earlier, and you said your life is about to end as we know it.
Yeah.
No more freedom.
And Michael Keaton, Mr. Mom, is starting for me tomorrow as my wife goes back to work. And I'll have the two boys by myself and my full-time job, which is 6 to 7 days a week. So, yeah fun. Looking forward to it.
I started that 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. How you dealing with it?
Yeah. I don't work in a steel mill. So.
Jeff, how long have you been on that?
Hold on, let me just...
I'm worried about the steel mill. I'm worried
let
about
me
the,
weigh in
the
on this
infant
real quick.
And the toddler. That's right. The hard part. Yeah. Fuck the steel mill. I've been doing that for 13 years.
First of all,
years.
Let me just say, booty fucking who, okay? Now, let me lay down some information here, or let me get some information. So your wife's going back to work, right? But you work also, right?
Yeah, 50, 60 hours a week, sometimes more.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, do you and your wife both work day shift?
No.
All right, so like... When she's at work, you're at home, and when you're at home, she's at work, kind of thing, right? Is that, so you're not going to use like a babysitter or a daycare?
There's going to be some babysitter, yeah, and that's something too. That there goes some of my disposable income.
Oh,
I got to fucking pay for the.
My point is not that you're home all the time, all day long with those kids nonstop, right?
No, I wouldn't bitch about that.
You go to work. Well, then what are you complaining about?
Jeff's looking for a fight today.
I am.
He wants to fight you.
Here's
my
thing. So
I'm ready to fucking fight. That's not a problem.
So you have all right. So you have two kids. Right, and you're saying your wife's going to work, so.
I already work almost every day. I'm just saying that with one kid, it was fine, no problem. But now I got an infant on top of a toddler that doesn't listen to me and fucking jumps all over the house, and it's just going to be
so
a little rough.
You're worried about having two kids running around, whatever it is. All right. Well,
you've
first,
got
you don't
an
have
infant
two kids running around
on top of
a
toddler.
It's a baby that just lays there. Right. It's not as
he wiggles. He wiggles a little.
They do. I've had three kids. I know how it works.
Well, I can't believe you put it. It just lays there then.
Mine must not have worked right.
Yeah, you guys aren't doing it right.
It just
I'll tell you
there
right now.
For a very short amount of time.
I'm telling you right now.
Well, I just want to say you're lucky because your kids just laid there. They didn't cry, need any attention or anything.
When a baby cries, it needs one of three things.
Diaper change or it's hungry.
Right. Or sleep.
Or it's
That's
fucking
it.
Dad to drive his fucking vehicle into the river. That is not it.
It's food.
There are
food,
different fucking.
Or diaper change, or it's tired. That's it.
Or colic, which is completely undefinable and to some doesn't exist.
I've been there.
There is a mysterious fourth.
I'll tell you.
that once the channel change because it doesn't like the cartoon.
Damn lucky it's not at the bottom of a lake.
Does your, you know, son, right?
Two sons, yes.
So, yeah. Does your youngest here, does he have any kind of medical condition like that?
Nope. Nope, healthy.
Why isn't his ass out mowing the grass, though?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell him that when I get home.
So again.
It needs to be mowed.
So then for at you, there is only three things that kid is going to cry about, right?
Jeff.
I'm just saying.
I have a 3-year-old. I've done the baby thing. I'm just saying I have to do it again with a 3-year-old who just acts like an asshole.
Why aren't you happy about it, John?
I didn't bring it up. Casey did. I just told him that.
Casey, damn you.
Things are going to get a little, you know, a little hectic for me. John. And then, yeah, and then the daycare thing. And so that's a new bill that I'm not accustomed to.
And the beer consumption is going to go way, way down.
Oh, it's going to drop. Well, it already has. I mean, I don't do it during the week, but I hit it pretty good on the weekend.
Yeah. Well, you know, you have Jeff for it on the weekend.
What'd you say, Ron? I missed it, Ron. What'd you say?
I see. You know you've got Jeff's sympathy, though.
Yeah, obviously.
I feel
the warp.
If you ever need it, you know, if you ever need a talk, just call him up.
Oh. And I'll say, snap out of it.
Oh, my God.
Hey, quit crying, you little bitch.
Yeah, damn pansy. Figure it out.
Don't come heal me for sympathy.
Hey, you'll find a pattern.
I only have one kid. Okay. I was crying at 3:30 this morning because my child, instead of allowing me to put his diaper on, doesn't at all. So
God, I want to watch you do it just so I can yell. Dude, at you. I'm sure you're doing it wrong.
Jeff's comfort zone.
Yeah, I know this is my spot, man. I'm
there would be
you.
A fight at 3:30 in the morning.
Oh my
he
God,
would be telling me anything.
Oh my God. Yeah, you know, you feel. See, you're talking about how bad you feel. Think about your son. Every time you go to change his diaper, he's like, "Fuck, this is my dad."
All he wants to do is fucking. He does these, like, he just tries to get out of my hands.
Yeah, trying to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Here goes this fucking guy again.
He's like, this bear is in my room again.
Put yourself in his diaper.
Look at his hands. That can't be human.
I don't fit in his diapers.
He's tried.
Yeah. Three of his diapers I fit in. Thanks for coming, everybody.
The hospital said don't shake them, but they say nothing about holding their fucking ass down.
I figured I was holding him today pretty, just like, all right. And he was like convulsing. We just watched him.
How old is he now?
Almost 10 months. Almost a year.
Getting good.
Oh, it's getting great.
This thing, next summer, we can put him in the yard together, let him roll around. Our boys.
I won't do that.
Mine might be out in the yard before then. Yeah.
Well, sumac. I'm saying mine's only 2 months old.
It's completely different than Ivy.
It's poison sumac, Jeff. There's no
I'm
poison
sorry,
ivy out
I can't
there.
Just categorize
what
it
can I spray that
thing.
With?
Don't spray it with anything. Rip it out.
I'm not touching it.
There is
gloves,
a,
Jim.
Like a white bottle with a blue cap or whatever. It's a spray killer.
Brush
plants,
killer.
Whatever.
It's called brush killer. But the best thing to do would be to call Marcus and have him rip that out of there.
Okay. That's what I'll do.
Where is it?
Right out front.
It's a big brochure.
You didn't see it coming in?
That's what I thought that was.
Probably that bush that rubbed right against your leg.
I gotta go home and get another shower now.
I see the rash starting already.
And burn your clothes.
I'm allergic to poison.
Most people are.
You'll be hearing from
a
lawyer.
That's a dog bite now and poison.
Yes. Clearly, you're out to get Boo.
So, I was in Denver for work the other day, and I got to see an aunt and uncle who I haven't seen. Well, the aunt I saw 20 years ago, and the uncle I saw, I think, 30 years ago, and I met some cousins that I had never even met before. It's pretty cool.
They're yours?
Cousins?
Your aunt, uncle, your cousins, yeah.
Yeah, my aunt and uncle. I didn't go visit, like, Vu's aunt and uncle.
Some random strangers who knew they had to be an aunt and uncle to someone.
I do a podcast with your nephew, Ryan.
That'd be a much longer plane ride to see his family.
That's racist.
Super racist. Oh, if you worked for Disney right now, you'd be fired.
So, yeah, okay. Nothing to say about it?
Yeah. No? Good. I don't know. What were you fishing for outside?
I don't know.
Congratulations.
Conversation. Jesus Christ.
Mom's side, dad's side.
My mom's sister.
Did that
help you, that information?
Well, he brought it up, so I'm asking
you know
about
Cindy?
It. I'm showing some interest, yeah.
Cindy and Walt. It's Cindy and my mom's sister.
Okay. Yeah, no, I know Walt Luce, yeah.
And, yeah, it was pretty nice. Smoked a couple joints.
Of course. Well, we went to Red Robin in Hamburg last night.
You got a shirt.
I didn't get a shirt. I got a balloon. We got a balloon, but I didn't
bring it. Did it say Hamburg, PA on it?
I don't believe so. I think it said Red Robin, North Carolina.
Where did you go? What was it called?
Duluth.
Yeah, Duluth.
Oh, yeah, Duluth.
But my dad rode up with me in the car, and I was listening to that.
Walmart. Walmartin.
What was that? Walmartville or Walmart?
Walmartin.
Yeah. Walmartin.
What was I saying?
Your dad rode with you.
Oh, my dad rode up with me in the car. I was listening to that Theo Vaughn stand up in the car.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he was dying.
Which one? The one about eating the Vietnamese person first?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we that one. We listened to that on the way back, but I think on the way up was the one you played here, but him in the cab.
Oh, yeah.
My dad was laughing. He goes, "Who is that?" He goes, I want to listen to that at home. He goes, "I want to listen to the whole thing."
Oh, my God. His podcast is so funny. He follows us on Twitter.
Does he?
Theo, yeah.
Hashtag Theo.
But yeah, I sent Ryan this. Theo Vaughn was on Joe Rogan, and he said that if he was ever in a plane crash and he had to eat someone, he would probably eat a Vietnamese person first because, like, their family would be the most forgiving. He's like...
Oh, my God.
He's over a couple-day period.
See, now that's funny, but someone's going to say that that's racist.
Man.
Oh, man.
Well, it's good Theo doesn't work for Disney.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
What else, big boy?
Nothing. We dealt with civil rights.
You shouldn't let your, I wanted to tell you, you shouldn't let your new Bolens sit out in the weather like that. You got to get a tarp for
Bolens
it. You got to get a tarp for that. It's rebuilt Bolens.
Yeah, I'll get a tarp for it. Top priority. I'm going to run that right over that bush out front and see what happens. Spread that poison all the way across Bloomberg Park.
Burn it.
Maybe that's what I'll do. I'll burn the front end of my house.
Yeah, just throw some gasoline on it.
I mean, most of the awning's metal, so it shouldn't.
Yeah, it should be fine. Just control the
bricks,
like a
okay.
campfire.
It's a brick home.
Yeah,
man.
It won't make it through the front
it's
door.
Built like a Sherman tank. You're
I mean,
okay.
It's thick wood. the whole front door is made out of thick
You just
wood.
Hose it down. It'll be fine.
I'll
it's
keep
been
the
raining
hose.
For
I'll
a while.
Keep the hose ready.
Yeah.
It's rained the last couple days.
You just have to prepare. Prep correctly.
Pretty sure there's a bee's nest up there, so I'm really killing two birds at once.
There you go.
You smoke out
bees.
The bees at the same time.
Well, no. It'll kill the bee's nest. It'll smoke out the sparrow's nest that's up there. They'll come out, bring the cats with them.
What? The cats are coming. You didn't understand.
He's got cats in the walls.
Best way to get a cat out.
Another cat.
Another cat.
Oh, so the I wanted to let you know,
please.
The drive from Denver to Lincoln, Nebraska, all corn.
All of it.
Mostly corn.
Corn on a stick?
Eating corn?
No walking corn. I did not see walking corn.
Probably for the animals.
Did you listen to last week's episode, John?
We got to get driving corn out there somehow.
Well, that would be, I mean, you could just substitute that with walking corn.
But when you're driving, you're not walking.
Right. You just call it driving corn.
Right.
It would be the same thing.
No, because you would be calling it something completely different.
Yeah. It's not the same.
Kind of racist.
It would be exactly the same. You would just call it something different.
It's nothing like quinoa and couscous.
No.
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 Jeffrey, are you looking for pictures of Casey's poison?
Look at this fucking fat guy.
We're doing a podcast here, and Jeff is looking at pictures of fat cats.
Probably not on a social media platform.
Yeah, you're on what social media platform are you
no,
on?
No, this is a
it's
media
a cat
platform
forum.
For like the five friends I have.
Oh. Fat cat forum.
It's a private.
It's an exclusive.
You need a password to
it's
sign
an exclusive
in.
Website for fat cats.
Oh, you know.
Listen, Ryan, did you like the picture of the cat I sent you?
I did. Didn't like it.
Every time I go on the internet, like my homepage is like a default whatever for somebody, and it always has news and shit on it, and I always get sucked into some of these fucking articles that say stuff like the 10 whatever this and or whatever. And so like the one I clicked on the other day was like 10 reasons or why Australia will kill you. And I was like, oh, I gotta see what this is, right?
It's actually one of my favorite YouTube videos.
And so, like, there was shit on there, man. Like, I knew that Australia has, like, 9 of the 10, like, most poisonous snakes in Australia, right? Which in itself is frightening. And I know that spiders are all over the place. But, like, some of these bugs, like, look at the size of this fucking centipede.
Oh, no.
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 Get the fuck out of here. Look at this thing.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I've seen them. They have spiders that look like kind Halloween decorations. Yeah. They're, like, dinner plate-sized fucking spiders. Like,
yeah,
it's like 2 feet long. It's like crazy to me.
It's that armor plated, it looks like.
And then it shows this. There's this animal. I didn't know what the fuck it was. I never even knew it existed. It's like a mix between an ostrich and a turkey. And apparently it's like one of the most dangerous birds. And it can't fly, so it takes it out on humans.
They have one of those at that
safari
Johnny went to. With the
yeah, what was that called?
Look. Now,
is that make you drop kicking a wooden plank? Is it?
Seeing that, doesn't that make you yearn a little bit for Steve Irwin to just come out riding it? Like,
yeah.
Crikey, yeah. Look at this lovely animal.
Look what I found in the bush.
Have you seen his kid? His son looks and acts just like him.
He was he was just on Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, he's on Jimmy Fallon all the time for it.
He was on Jimmy Fallon.
Or like there was this picture here and it talked about snakes eating what's called a flying fox. Right? And it's like it looks. It's a snake eating this giant fucking bat, basically.
It does look like a bat.
But
dude,
I'm like, fuck the snake. What is that bat? It looks like it has, like, limbs like a devil. But it's apparently, like, one of the biggest bats out there. That's they call big. It a flying fucking fox.
Look at the hand on
found
that.
A bat my pool skimmer.
That's what I'm saying.
Last week,
creepy,
about this big.
Yeah.
Little guy.
There's bats all over at our house all the time.
Wow, look at that guy. That's cool.
3 or 4 of them every night.
You still have those lantern flies?
Dude, everywhere.
Like, you get that shit to put around your trees, the double-sided tape?
No.
Have you heard of that?
No.
Double-sided tape, and then it collects them all.
Just double-sided tape your whole trees.
That's a way to get rid of them. Are you
fuck, have you seen how many trees he has?
They die.
I've never been there, no.
No,
they die in the pool.
You have to make reservations.
I was invited once, but it snowed.
I was invited
once,
too.
We had the little one, so we didn't go.
I've noticed when I clean out the pool that they all collect in the pool, and they all seem to die together in the pool. Like, they're in groups.
Oh, that's good. It makes it easier to clean them up, right?
Yeah. They're called Japanese lantern flies. They're like quarantined to fucking Berks County and like 12 other counties in Pennsylvania. Yeah. Oh, you know what was something interesting when I went to.
You can't mix them up with the North Korean gnat. It's completely different.
When I went to Denver, no lightning bugs.
No lightning bugs.
Fireflies.
Lightning bugs.
Lightning bugs.
But they have fireflies out there.
No fireflies or lightning bugs.
Because they're too high up.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, maybe possible,
yeah. Because they're a mile up.
God damn it.
Mile high. I mean, they have other bugs, though, so.
Well, the fireflies have a
good love
trip
that there. Cat.
So, John, have the strips of tape helped?
I don't use them. I don't have the bugs. I was told that's how you get them.
Everybody has them.
Well, my trees look good. Just my trees are healthy, so
Johnny's
that's all I'm worried about.
They're not on the trees.
Double side taping his trees up for a couple months now.
I thought they destroyed trees.
No.
Oh, what do they do?
They're like all around your house and shit.
Well, I don't have them.
You're thinking of those moths.
Here, check this out.
You're thinking
plants,
of those moths.
His kid washing the dishes.
I've seen that.
I thought those were the things that were destroying the trees. Okay.
No.
He's hanging there by his wrist.
I saw the picture before. Yeah, they're pretty gnarly.
See, I
that's
do that,
the picture
but I do
in
that
the pool.
With my stomach.
Right. That's how
you
do it.
Yeah,
you
said
it
to me.
Yeah.
Ryan said this is how he washes dishes. This is how Ryan washes dishes at home.
My stomach just holds me up. I'm good for about 15 minutes and it starts hurting. Then I got to get a stool.
He's got great core strength.
What else? We got anything else for us?
No.
Ryan?
I'd like to say congratulations to all the new listeners.
And sorry for all the ones that left.
Please buy a pin.
Loot crate.
Buy pins.
We have pins now?
Yeah.
Yeah, you need a pin.
You didn't know we had a pin,
John?
No, we didn't.
I got stickers.
Just me, you and Ryan.
Oh, down. That's why they were so expensive.
Yeah.
Still waiting to reap the benefits of that purchase.
Every time I think about them pins, I just throw five out the window while driving. Right out the sunroof.
Every time I think about Sundays, I do the same thing. Just gone. 2 years.
Almost, yeah.
That's obscene.
Yeah, when did I first show up? Right before Christmas last year, right?
I don't know. It was like episode like 20-something.
Yeah.
Johnny's been here since day number one.
Was he here for the first one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the first.
Not the first.
No, the first couple were just the two of you. Oh, yeah. Right?
No. 0.5 was me, John.
0.5?
0.5? Devin, yes.
It was a half an episode?
My wife was in there.
She did it one time. She's like, I'm out. This is stupid.
Yeah.
I got to live with Jimmy. I'm not going to hang out with his fucking loser friends.
Yeah.
The very first one was in the basement over there. We did a few in the basement over there.
And then we moved upstairs.
And then we moved upstairs, and then we're down here now.
I do remember the different venues, if you would.
Same venue.
That's when I met Morgani upstairs. It was the first time I ever hung out with him, and boy, did that blow my fucking mind.
Yeah,
how's he doing?
I had heard of him in high school and stuff. I just never talked to the guy. And then
you heard of the myth of Jimmy Morgan,
right? And then I sat next to him, and he just went off, and it was amazing.
How's he doing? He's gotten worse over the years.
I couldn't tell you. The only thing I know is things I see him post pictures of.
So like his abs.
Yeah.
him driving.
Pretty much.
Random picture of him holding a guitar.
Random him and some girl.
It's usually him and like another girl.
But always a different one?
Yeah, usually.
Now the pictures he shows me, they're always quite attractive.
He's nothing if not consistent.
Hopping in the pool today before the big T storm?
Probably not.
Is there another one coming?
I think it's supposed to get nasty tonight.
I think it's supposed to rain like all week, right?
All week. Let's check the old security system.
22nd.
Anybody buy anything great from Amazon during the
Fire TV stick?
I did, yeah. Me too.
And I like it way more than the Chromecast. Got that upstairs. And then...
That's what I use.
For
the Chromecast?
Fire stick.
Oh, yeah. I have three of them.
I have two Chromecasts and a Fire stick now. But I think I'm going to get two more
Fire sticks.
Fire, or at least one more Fire
stick. 50% off or whatever. It was nice.
Then I got four dash buttons. Because you can hack them, and I can use them as Wi-Fi buttons for two of the light bulbs that I bought for my security system. So it's pretty slick.
What do you need a security system for? You got poison.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm not going to know.
Well, the security system's on the inside.
Keep in mind, John, I have to burn that whole area of my house down today.
Just the front porch.
I'm sticking around for that.
Yeah, we need to videotape that one. Wait, videotape? Do you think we can say that anymore?
Yeah.
I need to take a Polaroid.
You watch it on Homebox. That's what your mom says all the time. For HBO.
Homebox.
She's not wrong. That's what it stands for. Homebox office.
Yeah. Not many people say it, though, John.
Hey, she's old school.
Are we done here? You got anything else? So, Kevin Smith's new show sucks.
Yeah. It wasn't that good.
Not good.
What is it?
Hollyweed. There's one episode online for free, and then they want you to like donate so they get the other episodes out. But
what's the premise?
I didn't even get through half of it. They him and who was that? Ashy Larry from
Chappelle.
Is that who that guy was? Right.
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't watch it. Oh, I'm pretty sure that's who the other actor is though. They own a weed shop, and like Kevin Smith delivers weed to some porn star in the very first episode.
Oh, that's
not like,
good.
Oh, that's like the premise. So like every time it's gonna be a different person he delivers to.
And it's not good. Sign me up.
It's okay. I mean, it wasn't great.
Yeah.
Now if it was Jay and Silent Bob delivering,
it would probably be a lot better.
Is that the fucking Bible? The holy fucking Bible, son.
He's in the very first episode, Jay. He like lives in a dumpster out back of the weed shop. He's not Jay though, so
he's just.
Just some some homeless dude out back.
How many Patreon people do we have?
Three. Ryan is one of them. He gives us $1 every month.
Besides Ryan, how many do we have?
Two.
What's our total?
I think we get $17 a month.
And 13 of that's from Kimmy.
15 of that is from Kim.
The other person gives us $1 also.
What?
So he gives us $1 a month.
Yeah, and
Kim gives us
$15
a month.
So the third person is $1. Who's the third person?
Sam Cavallari.
That a boy.
Hey, thanks, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
Do we donate to? Are we Patreons to them?
We were, but I canceled it.
Wouldn't that cancel itself? So
because I realized that. When I donate to other people on the Patreon thing, it comes out of our money on there. It doesn't come out of like my personal money.
Well, yeah,
it comes out of our Patreon money. So
yeah, because you have yourself signed up right as chicken,
right?
Yeah.
So
do we have? Are we in the black?
What does that mean?
We
have
money.
We made money?
You're turning profit.
We have.
I mean, not until I would say the pins are paid for.
But as far
these
as
damn
like,
pins. I'm glad I don't have to worry about it being hosting, as though I'm just a reoccurring guest.
I mean, I paid for it all initially. It
hasn't. They're not flying off the shelves. I mean, a lot of people are into pins these days.
I know.
What?
They're
well, you always got a pin when you get a new watch. You know how watches.
Actually,
is,
so. As a yeah. matter of fact, you
get a free pin with every VCR purchase.
Scumbag.
Yeah, I mean, phone book. Yeah. Have you seen the analog watch salesman? Oh yeah.
Get a free pin with your purchase of this cassette.
We need to get Dario
tape.
Filippini in here. This is Casey's little baby here. I want a chicken duck tattoo. We got to live stream this. Casey needs a chicken duck tattoo.
No, he doesn't.
Come on.
I'm not getting any more tattoos.
Yeah.
Look.
That one there. No more tattoos.
Nobody buys pins, huh? Well, that's funny. I follow these guys on Instagram. Patches and Pins Expo. 25,000 people like it.
Good.
And it's a traveling.
They like it, but they don't buy it.
It's a traveling pin festival.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
/ S.
Thank you, Poe. Why aren't you going to that fucking thing and selling our wares?
Well, because we only have one pin to sell.
No, so just show up with
that.
By
one.
My calculations, we have a lot more than one.
I think we have about 93 left.
What are these pins retailing for?
I'll give you one for maybe like $7. $8 maybe.
Whoever made those for you is just laughing right now.
Why?
Because they knew that they weren't going to sell.
I think they're nice.
They are nice. It's a nice pin.
I'm no pin specialist. Nor is anybody else.
I don't know if you've even ever seen one of the pins yet, have you?
Yeah, I think I have a pin somewhere.
You know, there's a chance I would buy one if I had one to look at, like, you know, the physical
I
pin.
I could
in my
give
hand.
You.
Can you go over to Casey's and look in the drawer of pins?
I could give you a picture of one.
Where would one even put a pin?
On your
nowadays.
Patchy jacket.
You could look at a T-bone by sticking your head up a bull's ass.
Maybe on your backpack.
Yeah.
Probably on your jean shorts.
Right next to a Grateful Dead bear on a shelf.
Yeah. On your
or, Jeff, you could...
right next to your Guns N' Roses patch.
You know what? I want one. I'm going to weld it onto the front of my lawnmower like a hood ornament. I think that'll look cool.
It's not that big, John.
Yeah.
You could buy a case to hang on your wall where you could push all your pins.
So now
into.
You not only got to buy this $8 pin, but I got to buy a whole case for it, too?
Jeff, well, for your other...
lifestyle change.
My other pin is a lifestyle.
It's a hobby.
It's more
lifestyle.
It's more about...
I can't do that because you get one pin, then you got to get pin friends, yeah. All new friends and stuff, you know? Yeah. It's just like swinging. Which, by the way, that's one of my favorite commercials nowadays is for Sling TV. There was always like a couple at a party with another couple, and the other couple tells them like, "Hey, are you guys slingers? We love slinging. Like, it's so great. Whatever. It's just relaxing. Whatever. We'd like, you know, it's just so great to be, you know." Whatever. And then they go inside, and the guy is like, starts taking his shirt off, and they're like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "What?" And he's like, "Oh, Sling TV."
Just showing John pictures of my other
pins.
Showing
me pins.
I could tell how much he cared. Could
do
I have my
you
tea,
have a
please?
Case?
Yeah,
Casey.
Can I have my tea?
Casey has a pin case.
Casey.
He's have a collection of pins, Jeff.
And patches.
And patches as well, yes.
He has I think an Indian pelt or something. He just rolls it out with pins on it.
<I No, I have a.
It's a beaver pelt.
Yeah,
it's just like a picture frame that you hang on the wall, but it's about an inch deep, and it has a glass. You can open and close it, and it has a board on.
Hey, speaking of frames, weren't you supposed to make me a frame for my Adam West picture?
Yeah, when I make mine.
People are still waiting for roofs. You think there's time for a fucking frame?
People are still waiting for roofs. Someone's had a tarp on the roof for the last 10 years.
Oh, sorry, I forgot.
Casey's like, where did I put that fucking tarp? I had something recently custom framed, by the way. That's fucking expensive as balls.
Fuck yeah, man.
Holy shit.
What,
That's why I make my own.
What, like a jersey or something?
No, they were like, they're art prints or whatever. They're on like a nice canvas, whatever, signed and numbered, whatever. It was a limited edition of them. I had three of them. But they were an odd size, so I couldn't just buy like a standard. So I had them custom framed, but holy fuck, man. That's expensive as nuts. I did not realize.
Staple gun works just as good.
Right to the wall.
Right to the wall.
Or you can get some chicken duck pins. Pin them right in.
Oh,
one that'd be corner. Good there for the old tarps.
There you go. You probably need about 87 pins to keep that up.
That's a good thing because I think there's 93 left. Yeah, perfect.
Be good if somebody buy them and donate them back. You got anything else there, Capitone?
There is a shirt on the website, Jeff. If you go to cafepress.com/chickenduck, you can get some new shirts.
We need to get into the shirt making business.
Yeah.
Why? So nobody would fucking buy those either.
Well, every shirt comes with a free pin.
People can have easier time selling t-shirts than you will pins.
And every pin comes with a free shirt.
Well, everybody, join us next week for Mike Buscetti calling in. And we're going to sell some more pins.
Actually, you can go to, there is a movie now on Amazon. You can go, if you have Amazon Prime, you can get it for free. Or if you don't, you can rent it. I think it's like $3.99. It's called Who is Mike Buscetti? It's a half an hour documentary on our good friend Mike Buscetti. Yeah, it's short. It was made like 11 years ago.
Really? Before he reached his height of fame.
Yes.
All right. Check that out. Buy some pins. Stop back next week for the big phone call. Anybody, anything else?
Nope. I might not be here. I might be at the beach.
Okay. I might not be here too, but I'm not really sure. You guys
I may work. If I'm scheduled, I will work.
Nobody, the fans don't. They don't need to hear any of this.
I know.
I won't be here. Yeah. Camden.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Me and you next week, pal. Phone it in. All right, everybody, from the less committed members, Jeff and Ryan and John, and also from Casey and myself. Have a wonderful week. It's been emotional.
Loot crate.
Goodbye. You ruined my goodbye. It's been emotional.
Loot crate.
Goodbye. Treat me so well.